preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Here we are with the Trump phenomenon. And I guess I'm still a little bit hoarse. This is your host, James Kelso, on Halloween, October 31st, 2018. Just got back from trick-or-treating with my little seven-year-old, and whose costume was Donald Trump. And, boy, that was fun. And let's have fun tonight here on our show. Donald Trump today was in Fort Myers, Florida. They're on the West Coast, the Gulf of Mexico coast of Florida. And a great rally. And what a schedule he has lined up. Let me go look at that schedule here for just a moment. Unbelievable Herculean would be the only way to describe what he's going to do in the next 10 days or so. Let's go to Donald Trump. .com and look at this mind-boggling schedule. He just finished in Fort Myers and just in rapid fire until November 5th. He's going to Columbia, Missouri, Huntington, West Virginia, Indianapolis, Indiana, Belgrade, Montana. I think that's Bozeman, Pensacola, Florida, coming back to Florida, Macon, Georgia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Cleveland, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And that will be that one's at 9 p.m. He's going to that event late at night, 9 p.m. Central Time. On that particular day, November 5th, he's going to Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, all on the same day. 3 o'clock in Ohio, 6:30 in Indiana, Fort Wayne, and 9 p.m. in Cape Girardeau. How does he do it? And in his rally tonight, he said, you've got a choice. I wrote it down here. He said, in this election, what we have is a choice between greatness and gridlock. And what he's pointing out, as I hear it, is that if Republicans can hang on to the House majority, then the Trump program can continue apace. And that is greatness. If Nancy Pelosi and the enemies of our people and the press, if they manage to, by however small a margin, gain control of the House, they therefore take over the committee chairmanships. They take over control of the House schedule. Enormous power in the Speaker of the House. Enormous power. Misused by Paul Ryan, sadly, in these 2 years, so many opportunities squandered. As Donald Trump battled with the neocons and the rhinos in name only, but he had to do that, and he's really won that battle pretty much at this point. But this next, if Nancy Pelosi gets that one vote margin, we then have, Donald Trump said it tonight, gridlock. She and her cronies will use all that power that they have in the House to slam on the brakes. Every budget request, all budget measures must be initiated in the House of Representatives. It's in the Constitution. So they can put the whammy on any spending bill. They can stop funding. And they can use their committees to harass and hound and persecute Donald Trump and his team with endless witch trials, star chambers like the Kavanaugh hearing turned out to be. Well, with Chuck Grassley chairing the Senate Judiciary Committee, it didn't turn into a star chamber. But had Dianne Feinstein, of course, that's the Senate, not the House, but you can imagine, just translate into the House terms, those House committees will turn into star chambers and witch hunts, like the Mueller witch hunt. So anyway, oh my gosh, how many days do we have? Today's the 31st. So we've got just, you know, let's say today's over. First, second, third, fourth, and fifth. We have 5 days. What a tense 5 days these will be. And no one really knows. And the question at hand is, how smart are our people? How much has the message been communicated to our people? And so we'll find out in 5 days. The sky does not fall if the House is lost, but we do get into a gridlock situation, which has to last at least 2 years until the next election, which is the next opportunity to remedy that gridlock. So the Trump program will be greatly slowed. Now I'm gonna make an excursion here to another topic that's related, however, how the Trump train can be slowed. And I just, you know, this is a hobby horse for me. It's a bee in my bonnet. It's something I talk about. And some of you may not be that interested. You may think I talk about it too much. And I apologize to you. And as I said to the other night, if you're not interested in these, you know, I just even hate to say it, but if you're not interested in Adolf Hitler, you know, bless your heart, you lucky person, because that's the way it should be. But here's a point I want to make in terms of slowing Donald Trump down. The white nationalist movement has really hurt Donald Trump. And David Duke can't stop hurting Trump. He needs to look in the mirror and think about what he's doing. He's hurting Trump every day. He's giving the left-wing media exactly what they want. Their dream come true is to associate Donald Trump in the minds of scores of millions of good and great white people with Nazis, which will really hurt Trump. It has already. So when David goes out there saying, hip, hip, hooray, I'm Donald Trump's greatest supporter. He is our hero. He's really hurting Trump. Why? And I'll give you the test, folks, and I know what I'm talking about. Anyone who's a white nationalist who can't answer the question, was Hitler a monster? With a definitive yes, is a complete liability to Donald Trump. It's a simple formulation. But if you're wondering about any, I'm not going to name other people, but just pick any so-called leader of white nationalism, which is a minuscule population of people whose importance has been completely inflated, exaggerated, and amplified by the controlled press, by the media. Into an importance that it doesn't have on its own. But ask any one of those leaders, was Hitler a monster? Simple question. How many words is that? Was Hitler a monster? Four words. If they can't, without hesitation, answer yes, they are a complete liar. You've just found a Nazi, folks. Anybody who can't answer that question with a yes is a Nazi. Somebody who harbors some, I'll just give you my definition of a Nazi. Somebody who harbors some affection for this monster, Adolf Hitler, this killer, this sociopath. And I won't go into it tonight. I'm not going to, and by the way, I welcome anybody who wants to debate me on this subject, on this show, on the air. Call me at home, 701-317-5317. Call me. And I'll arrange to debate you. If you're smart, if you're articulate, if you understand how debate works, standard Oxford-type debate, I'll be happy to clobber your arguments on the air. And I'll be polite about it. And I'll let you have your say. But if you think there's something good about Adolf Hitler, boy, are you wrong. And your people, our people, they know this. They're smart. And they've been smart ever since they went to war with Hitler. In 1939. And they have understood this ever since. So this tiny little movement of people, the left, it's their dream come true. The Southern Poverty Law Center, it's their dream come true to have somebody who's ahead of some American Nazi party type activity. They can drag that person into an association with Donald Trump, which is utterly fallacious, is completely without merit. Donald Trump has nothing to do with anything that's Hitlerian. Nothing. Zero. But this is their favorite tactic, and it's used to drive good white people away from the best last hope of our people, which is this Trump revolution. And by the way, the same thing applies all over Europe. You'll find in every European country, there is a microscopic little Nazi party in every European nation. Utterly failed, utterly unsuccessful, zero success for more than half a century. Also in every European nation, there is a Donald Trump-style patriot revolt, a patriot movement in Hungary of Hungarians, in Austria of Austrians, in Sweden of Swedes, in England of English, in France of Frenchmen, and they also utterly reject Hitler. They utterly reject the little Hitler movement that is a thorn in their side. It's a boat anchor. It's an albatross that they do not deserve to be associated with because they don't have anything to do with it. But the media in France, in Germany, in Switzerland, they do exactly what the wolf blitzers of America do. They try to associate red-blooded, healthy, white patriotism with the most hated man in history, Hitler. And the people I'm talking about, folks, I mean, you can't know this because the Hitler movement in America is deceptive. They don't tell you the truth. They don't believe in truth in advertising. But you come across these leaders of this white nationalist movement. They were formerly, they at various times, were members of the American Nazi Party or the National Socialist Movement or some other Hitler group. And whether they are formerly members or not formerly members, they are partisans. They still like Hitler, and it's so easy. Just in a conversation with them, call them up, ask them, was Hitler a monster? And if you get a long-winded answer, they don't get it. They are Hitler fans. So my point is this. The word has to be gotten out there that Donald Trump and his revolution have nothing to do with the Third Reich, nothing to do with Adolf Hitler, nothing to do with the most hated man in history. So anyway, just had to get that point out there. Let us get on to, for those of you that your interest is Donald Trump, bless your hearts and let's go there. Here, let's listen a little bit to Donald Trump tonight. And your calls, I'd love to talk with anybody who wants to call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll go over the lead stories on Breitbart. And the let's just give a listen here to Donald Trump tonight in Fort Myers. This is just concluded. Let me go back here and in the timeline where Donald Trump is talking about the invasion caravan coming up towards our border. There he is in this, in the midst of this huge crowd.
Coming, but we want to build it all at one time, all at one time, not in little pieces. But we're getting prepared for the caravan, folks. You don't have to worry about that. Getting prepared for the caravan. And they got a lot of rough people in those caravans. They are not angels. They are not. You saw what happened 2 days ago with the Mexican military and the Mexican police. You saw what happened there. How tough the opposition is. We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately. I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Catch and release simply becomes catch.
Catch. We have no choice. If you want low taxes and low crime, vote Republican. This election is truly a choice between results and resistance. How about their whole theme? Obstruct, resist. What the hell do you get out of that? Resist. They want to resist. Great, resist. It's the only thing they're good at. They resist and they stick together. That is true. They stick together. Great. But that's about it. They're bad policy, bad politicians, but they do stick together. Between greatness, and this is really an election, between greatness and gridlock.
There you go. Very well said. Between greatness and gridlock. Gridlock. Now I'll pause it right there because we've got a caller who's coming in. John, our good friend in Missouri. John, are you there? Can you hear my voice?
Absolutely, James. Hey, Donald's coming out here to Columbia, Missouri tomorrow. And I was lucky enough to get tickets. I don't know exactly what that means. I was thinking maybe you could tell me what that means. I mean, does that mean I get to go in, or does that mean I get to stand there with a bunch of other people? Either, which I'm happy with.
Well, and you're making me happy, John, because this is great news. You'll get in. Knowing you, you're going to get in. Now, the ticket does not guarantee you anything. Your concern there, you've got no reserve seat. It's first come, first serve. And there have been events where there were 90,000 tickets for 20,000 seats. That's how incredible it has been. There are events where 70,000 people could not get in. So now what they've done, if you show up too late tomorrow, you will be one of those people who can't get in. If past practice is followed, you'll have speakers and a screen outside. Stay right there, John, because I've got a more full answer. I've got the full answer to your question. Stay tuned, folks.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling sky.
Next to the bridge. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be but a day.
Welcome back, folks. We are privileged to have on the phone with us John in the great state of Missouri. And John, I'm going to fill in your answer there on thank you for getting those tickets. And folks, when one of these Trump events comes to your region, all you have to do is go to DonaldTrump.com, click on the rally button, click on that you want a ticket, and you will get two tickets for every email address that you can send as a registrant to DonaldTrump.com. They will send into your inbox at your email account the barcodes for two tickets, and then just print those out. That's a ticket. Or you can keep it on your cell phone and take that to the event with you, and they can scan your cell phone. But let me say this, John. Don't have a panic about, you know, whether you've got your tickets or your cell phone battery dies or something. They're going to let you in even without a ticket. They generally don't check much for tickets. They do a security check on you. The tickets are, I've never seen or heard of anyone turned away because they didn't have a ticket on their cell phone or the piece of paper. So you can, you know, don't worry about that. But you got to get there early. And early means pretty darn early. So I don't know if you're able to get there. In your particular case, I don't know how crowded it's going to be there in Columbia tomorrow. But How big is the arena in Colombia? Yeah, it's in the continental. It's at the Colombia Regional Airport. Right. So it's going to be a hangar event, Hangar 350. So they'll probably be able to handle about 15,000 people. And then I don't know. They'll have some screens and speakers on the outside, so you know you'll be able to hear or see the president. But I would get there. Right. Have you ever been to a Trump event, John?
No, I haven't.
Oh, let me tell you, it's going to change your life. It's going to burn inside of you for the rest of your life. It's such a glorious moment. Whatever happens in the Trump revolution, however he leads us to a win, or we go down in the noble cause, you will never forget. The Trump event you've been to, and it'll never leave you. The feeling you have being surrounded by all those, and there'll be people not just from Missouri at the event. You will see Iowans and Kansans. There'll be people from Arkansas there. Go ahead.
Oh, we've already won, Jim. We've already won.
Well, yes, in a very important way. Yes, we have won. That's true.
America's seen what a guy who really cares can do, as opposed to a Kenyan or just a regular old rich politician. I mean, we've already seen the other side.
And you're raising a very, very important point, and that is that Donald Trump has shown us how to win, and he does have the formula for us, European Americans, I mean, who's that? It's white folks, okay? Be plain about it, Kelso. It's white folks. No slight meant of anybody who's not, a white American. But we are a particular group, and we have our interests. And Donald Trump is the first person who has effectively mobilized, who we are inside, and made 63 million people come together voting for him. Now, let me ask you this, John, if I may. You've heard my speeches against the way the white nationalist movement has been run for more than 50 years. You've heard my speeches against Hitler and against the Third Reich. And you've heard my argument that the left has used this microscopic white nationalist movement for more than 50 years to drive good, decent, those 63 million white people, to drive them away from organizing for themselves. This has been their central, this is not a peripheral or an incidental tactic. This is their core tactic. This is play number one. And they've been winning with it for more than 50 years. And so my point is this, and I want to get your reaction to it in a moment, if I may, is that those people who admire Adolf Hitler, if you're one of them out there, not you, John, but other people, if you're one of those people who you think Hitler is a cool guy and had it right, you are in a tiny, tiny minority, and you are not part of a vanguard. You are not smarter than those 99.9% of your fellow white folks who disagree with you. You're not smarter than they are. You also don't have better sources of information than they do. You're not a better reader than they are. You are simply part of a really small group, which I'll describe in more detail right after this break. Stay with me, John. I'm going to need your opinion. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. John is with us from Missouri. And let me cut to the chase here. To make my point, and I'll try to make this interesting for you folks that have not wasted your time in your life dealing with such matters, but it affects you because the left is using this reality I'm describing. They're using it to hurt Trump. They've been using it now for 2 years of his presidency and for more than a year of his campaign before that. So more than 3 years, they've been trying to hurt Trump, and they have successfully with the help of white nationalist leaders. Using the term leader loosely. And here's the Kelso $100 challenge. If you can find me a white nationalist leader who has either written or spoken, and you can send me a link or, you know, refer me to a place where such a leader has condemned Adolf Hitler, I'll send you $100. Find me one. You find me two, I'll send you $200. Find me a white nationalist leader who has condemned Hitler. And I'll tell you why you can't. Because I did not know this during my years of participation in white nationalism. But that is a false advertising. It is actually white national socialism. And the key is at the leadership level. All of the people leading the organizations and groups, websites, are national socialists, meaning they don't just like Hitler, they love him. He's their leader. He's their Führer. And that puts them, so there's my challenge. Find me one of those leaders who has written a condemnation of Hitler. And I don't mean, an essay where they say, well, he made some mistakes, or he's not right for our time, but he was right for that time, or some hemming and hawing like that. No, I mean a straight up, I hate Hitler. He was a catastrophe for our race, and he was a monster, a killer. Find me somebody who said, now that, by the way, that's not a controversial statement I just made. 99% of white people feel that, know that, fought for that. So including your parents or grandparents' entire generation. So that's a challenge that I put out there as a measure for this this question. And the John,
yes, sir.
Do you think I don't know where you fall in that spectrum? It's too personal for me to ask you.
Well,
but,
I'll
do you
tell
have,
you, James.
Yeah,
I'll tell
yeah.
you exactly where I fall in it. My father was on an aircraft carrier during World War II, and his job was to defeat Hitler. He was one of those escort carriers running the North Atlantic, and Hitler was his enemy. And I guess anybody that wants to try to kill my father is my enemy.
Well, yeah, well, your dad, your dad, boy, that was a risky job. Your dad had great service. My dad was probably a couple years younger than your dad and never shipped out. He was trained as a pilot in the Army Air Corps and never left the United States. But a lot of his friends were killed in one of the most incredibly dangerous jobs, which was being a fighter or bomber pilot in the U.S. Army Air Corps. Some of those units had more than 50% casualties. And,
it was terrible. It was a terrible war. Hitler ruined the. He was hard on the whole world. He was not a good guy. Anybody that wants to.
Brother,
I know that Europe was in a bad situation, or Germany was in a really bad situation back then after the end of World War One. But Hitler wasn't the answer.
No, and in fact, the last thing on earth that the great German nation, and I have a bunch of German blood in me. My middle name is pure German, Walrath. The last thing that the German people needed on September 1st of 1939, the last thing they needed was a world war. But this madman, Hitler, who had seized complete, total dictatorial power over Germany, which by itself right there is very, very wrong and very un-European. This man launched that war, which was the worst thing he could have done for Germany. It's the worst thing he could have done for Poland. And just go down the list. What nations suffered? Norway, Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Britain, France.
James, Italy. The whole world suffered.
Yes, the whole world, but especially the European world. The Australians lost so many men in that war, the Canadians, so many men. And then in Europe itself, of course, you're talking about also the loss of women and children, especially for the German people, the millions of women and children. And it's not, John, let me just say this. I love you, brother, for your sentiment. It makes sense that you would say what you just said, and I didn't know what your answer would be. But the fact that you resonate so beautifully with what we're trying to do in the Trump Phenomenon Show and the love that we feel for Donald Trump, it makes sense that you would
James,
say.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man. That's all I can say. I'm a simple man. And as far as sitting outside tomorrow,
yeah.
I'm a farmer. I've been outside all day in the cold, It's just the way it is. He's worth going and seeing.
Yes, and you know,
I'm
you're
pretty excited about it.
You and you'll be amazed at people that'll be around you. You know, bring an umbrella or whatever you need, and you can just leave it there, and it'll be there when you come back out. Or, well, you know, you'll be in a hangar. But when you're in this long, the lines will wind for miles. All those friends and neighbors of yours will be lined up for, you know, a couple miles. And you won't believe how big the line is. And it's but you'll have such a great day with, you know, your fellow countrymen. It'll be don't worry, there'll be no boredom for you, not a second of boredom. And then if you have to leave the line, or something, take a break. No one will say, oh, you lost your place. No way. In both events that I was in, when I needed to take my kids out of the line or something like that, I just come back and everybody remembers you, and they, you know, let you right back where you were. It's so beautiful. It's such an experience. And
yeah.
It's what we've needed. And Trump has created, this is the thing he's created, that white nationalism is not it. It's not it. Trump has created a movement on his own, completely independently, and actually in opposition to white nationalism because
of
that.
In spite of it, James.
In spite of it, yes. In spite of it, that's right. Now, what's going on now is that these people that I parted ways with, and I'm not going to go into the detail of how much I know here, but these people are not, they didn't support Trump early on. They hated him. And they still, in many ways, hate him. For instance, he has he appreciates the Jewish people. He appreciates Israel. Okay? They hate him for that. They hate his family's connections to anything that's Jewish.
They won't. Hate ain't going to get you very far.
No, it's not. But they won't
hate
say.
Hate don't get you very far, James.
Exactly. But they'll pretend. They're pretending. This is the great fable that they're trying to pawn off. And the left loves this. They're trying to say, Donald Trump is just a light version of us, and all his ideas came from us. No, folks, they did not. No way. And what they're doing now, what white nationalism is doing now, is trying to, what's the right word? They're trying to draft. They're trying to,
So they're trying to jump on his coattails is what they're trying to do.
They're jumping on the coattails, exactly. And, it shouldn't work. And as long as the public is aware, so that association cannot be made, that the public realizes that Trump is like these other great patriots in American history, like Charles Lindbergh. He's just a homegrown, a homegrown middle American who loves his country. And is taking incredible personal risk to give the end of his life, the last years of his life, to give him to saving our people.
That's how I see him. That's exactly how I see him. He's had a good life, and he wants other people to have a good life. And this is the only place in the world that's possible.
Yes. Now let's listen to him. Let me find another spot here. He says. Here's another good spot in his speech. I want people to hear something besides Kelso and hear Donald Trump tonight there in Fort Myers, Florida. Let's see. Let's go here to this. Yep.
James.
Go ahead.
We call up or we turn you on to hear you. Don't knock yourself.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, thank you. But I'll tell you. Honestly, Donald Trump, I mean, this man is a force of nature, and his powers and his genius, it's just incredible. Let's listen to him just for a second. He's changed my life. I mean, here we go.
It's like 100% of the people in this room voted. All right, let's just enjoy ourselves, okay? I can skip the vote. But actually, you see all the people back there? Looks like the Academy Awards. I call them the Academy Awards. And by the way, I have to say this. You have some very good people also as reporters and journalists. I know some incredible people. You have some that are not good at all. You have some very good people too. I want to say that. You have some very good people. We are honored to be joined tonight by many great Florida Republicans.
Now, it goes into another part that's not a highlight. But I love, John, at other events, he'll say, you have some good people. And he said it better on other nights where he says, you know, you've got the bad ones. He says, don't worry, the bad ones only number 85% of the media. And he was being very generous with him tonight because he didn't give that number. You know, he says, you've got some good people, but he didn't give the number, which is 15%. And I'll tell you what, all those people work at Fox. So the my goodness,
James, you got to separate the fly poop from the pepper every now and then, you know, and most of us can. We see what's going on. They haven't fooled any of us.
Yeah,
you know, if you want a good afternoon, all you got to do is go on YouTube and watch the blunders these leftists have made. They don't even make any sense.
Yes,
they don't
that's
make
correct.
Any sense. You gotta work by the sweat of your brow for your daily bread. That's all there is to it. It's written right in the Bible. I ain't going to preach, but it's a real easy game.
Yes,
get
and
up,
the most
go to work.
Yes, and that common sense that you're talking about, the most powerful and most recent demonstration from Donald Trump is in the last 48 hours. His pronouncement to the world, he said, "Birthright citizenship is a scam. It's stupid. It's dumb." And we need to get rid of that. Now, I was so disappointed to see on Fox Judge Napolitano. He got on the air and he's hemming and hawing about the legalities and this and that. And, you know, would the Constitution allow this and allow that? Donald Trump doesn't think that way. That's one reason we've elevated him to the leadership role he has. He's worried about the life of our people. He said in that little segment I played for you, he said, we're not going to catch and release. We're going to catch. And he says, and we'll have to use force. He said, I'm afraid we will. And then he also said, we have to do this. So Donald Trump is thinking in terms of, you know, like, what would you do for your son or daughter, folks out there? What would you do to save the life of your son or daughter? What would you do like John's father on that aircraft carrier, escort carrier in the Atlantic? You would do anything to save your children. Anything. And that's the, you know, you wouldn't ask, does the Constitution allow this? You know, you'd say, look, this is my boy. You know, these are my kids. I'm going to save them. And so we're not going to catch and release. We're going to catch and send them back. And we're going to build a wall. And we're not going to make somebody an automatic, a stupid thing like making them automatically a citizen just because they, oh, listen, folks, this is how bad it is. They're flying in from China and India. They've got plenty of money. They fly in, you know, on a United Airlines flight, Air India. They land in Los Angeles. They check into L.A. County General Hospital, have their baby. Then when the baby's you know, big, strong enough to get back on the plane, they fly back to Mumbai, which is Bombay, with their child who's now an American citizen for life. That's forever. What is that worth? What is it worth to be an American citizen? All the rights and privileges and the benefits that you would get in a 85. Donald Trump uses the example of 85 years of life. It's worth millions and millions. But more importantly, it's a birthright, you know. It's a birthright to ownership. That person in Bombay now is a part owner of your country. That's insane. Right. Judge Napolitano will go on about, you know, otherwise nice guy, but I'm sorry, Judge Napolitano. No, it's not okay, and we need to simply assert, hey, this is what we got to do. We got to get rid of birthright citizenship. And I don't care what your legalistic argument is, Judge Napolitano, it's got to go because our lives depend on it.
And the future of the country depends on it, James.
Absolutely. And going back to the example of your dad and my dad in that incredible war, you know, did people ask, you know, is it okay to do this? Do we have permission? You know, does the federal judge okay this mission? No, Man, you are fighting a war for your life and for the life of your people. And I'm sorry, you know, that's reality. That's the real world. And
well, this is a war too. This truly is. Yes, it's an invasion.
Yes, it is.
He said it. It's an invasion. That means it's a war.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit if some American citizens went down to the border and helped protect the border too. You know, they know what's going on. Americans ain't stupid.
Right. Well,
we're not stupid people. Hey, look, James, I'm gonna leave. Yeah. Good talking
John,
with you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. And after this break, we'll squeeze in Richard and Austin and Dr. Kelly. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm going to play a little piece of audio for you. This is absolutely solid 24-karat gold. This is Donald Trump tonight. Let me play this for you. And Dr. Kelly and our other caller in Texas, if this impinges on your time, I apologize. I'll try to get you. But let's listen to Donald Trump. He says it so much better than anything I've said tonight. listen to our president speak. This is incredible. We've never heard a great leader say this. Listen. Here it comes. Not quite. I've got to get my timing a little better here. Here we are. Okay, here we are.
And they want to sign them up for free health care, free welfare, free education, and the right to vote. And the Democrats want to continue giving automatic birthright citizenship to every child born to an illegal alien. Even if they've been on our soil for only a matter of seconds, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant children are made automatic citizens every year because of this crazy policy, and they are all made instantly eligible for every privilege and benefit of American citizenship at a cost of billions of dollars a year. That's what it costs, billions.
And remember, folks, and of course Donald Trump knows it, the biggest cost, much bigger than those billions of dollars, is our birthright. We have given away our birthright to control of our own nation to what will eventually amount, if we allow it, to hundreds of millions of complete aliens.
Before the Democrat Party went crazy, they also opposed this practice. Harry Reid said, no sane country, quote, no sane country would grant automatic citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants.
Harry Reid said that in 1993 as a U.S. senator on the floor of the Senate.
That's what he said. That's before he went crazy. Under this policy, anyone who breaks into our country and has a child, the very next moment that child would be made a citizen for life. Great. This policy has even created an entire industry of birth tourism, big business, where pregnant mothers travel to America to make their children instant American citizens. Congress has never passed a law requiring birthright citizenship for illegal aliens, and the Constitution does not, I say that to the media, does not require it, read it, because illegal aliens are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. That's one of the most important statements ever made by a leader in America. And I'm glad we got to squeeze that into the end of the show. John in Missouri, you'll be hearing our president say that again, I'm sure. We repeat it tomorrow in Columbia, Missouri, and we'll be here to talk about it tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.